Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Power is decaying.
Author Moises Naim watched power decay firsthand when he was a technocrat working on development issues in the He-Man government of Venezuela's Hugo Chavez.
Power is becoming easier to acquire, harder to use, and easier to lose. This is happening globally in all geographies, but it's also happening in all functionally. It's happening in big armies and big governments, in great corporations, organized religion, in big foundations, universities. Wherever there is power and human organized around power, power is decaying.
Hugo Chavez fancied himself a populist whose charisma, oil wealth, and tough words for America could not forestall more powerful forces that undermined his government and eventually him. Moises Naim is now Distinguished Fellow at the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace. His book, The End of Power, was picked by Mark Zuckerberg to inaugurate the Facebook Book Club. Naim is grateful for that, he says, but when we spoke, he told me the main question for powerful leaders is whether they can sustain their hold on people. The jury, he said, is out for Zuckerberg, but at this stage, Hugo Chavez failed.
He was a very charismatic leader that transformed the politics of his country, surely, and had international influence. But what he did was not sustainable. And his whole approach, both in terms of his politics and his economic policies, is clearly unsustainable. And now Venezuelans, especially the poor that he claimed to represent, are paying a very, very steep price for his policy mistakes.
What do you make of Mark Zuckerberg choosing your book as the Facebook sort of book club choice? Lots to talk about there.
Oh, I was surprised. I didn't know anything about that. I didn't know that he had launched a book club, and even less, I knew that he was going to pick mine. So when I woke up early in January and I just looked at what happening, I was thrilled and overwhelmed and, of course, delighted. I don't know Mark Zuckerberg, but I am obviously immensely grateful to him.
Do you think that Facebook and his role in Facebook stands in this kind of new zone for projecting and acquiring power, in that he had an idea that became a huge corporation and now he certainly projects a lot of influence? I don't know what you would think of his power.
Of course. And the book never says in the book, I don't argue that power doesn't exist or that the world doesn't have huge concentrations of power. Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan and Google and the government of China and Barack Obama, the White House, and of course, Facebook, ExxonMobil. These are very powerful centers, the Pentagon and the Vatican. Of course, they have power. What I argue, however, is that these very powerful players have faced more constraints, are more limited in what they can do with the power they have, and that their power is going to be more ephemeral.
In looking at the current headlines and what's going on in the last year, it seems to me you could make a case that the Pentagon's power is declining while Pope Francis's power is ascending. These are two huge institutions and power centers that you've just identified. Why would you say one is going up and the other is going down based on some of the lessons that you've tried to articulate in your book?
Well, I actually argue that all institutions face the same constraints face constraints in the way they can wield power. In the case of the Pentagon, we have seen, for example, how, if this conversation would have been a year or two ago, we would not be talking, for example, about ISIS. And yet ISIS came out of nowhere and became a very powerful force, transforming the politics and the security of the Middle East, at least in the part between Syria and Iraq. And Pope Francis, what he shows is the power of charisma and how he needs to revert some very powerful trends that are undermining the church. The Catholic Church is losing, you know, membership. A lot of people used to call themselves Catholics are no longer doing that. And the numbers are huge in Latin America, in Asia, in Africa. There is an international competition for a market share of souls around the world. And until Pope Francis arrived, the Catholic Church was losing market share. And I believe that thanks to his charisma and his ideas, that can be reversed. But still, the Catholic Church is also under a challenge, as well as other institutions that concentrate a lot of power.
You know who Oprah Winfrey is, right?
Of course.
And, you know, she had a book club that was really influential in publishing, and I think retains a certain influence now. Part of what went along with her book club was an idea of aspiration, that if you look at or pay attention to the Oprah choice for the book club, somehow by, you know, reading this book, maybe you get closer to being like Oprah. And I'm wondering if some of that isn't going on in this Zuckerberg thing. If you read The End of Power, maybe you're going to have more of the insights that make you like Zuckerberg. Listen to this question that you got this week. Kevin Mobilade, how can young people leverage the decreasing barriers to entry in order to train themselves to think like entrepreneurs? Now, is that somebody who wants the answer to that question, or are they really asking, how can I be more like Zuckerberg?
Yeah, well, that's one way of interpreting it, and an interesting one, by the way. But what I have to say is that the difference from what I gather was Oprah Winfrey's book and what's happening in Facebook, and what has surprised me is how global it is. I have had readers now contacting me from Malaysia to Morocco and from Hungary to Thailand. It has been a truly global experience. As interesting as the aspirational dimension that you mentioned is, there is this global perspective, this global participation in a book club discussion that I think is quite unique and very interesting.
I like your book, by the way, but I have to say that I'm much less interested in what Mark Zuckerberg would choose for me to read than what you would choose for me to read. What's a book that you would recommend to me right now?
People have asked me what would I recommend to be the second book that Mark Zuckerberg would pick. And I suggested that it would be a good idea to pick a fiction book, a novel. And of course, I think a great, great novel is 100 Years of Solitude by Garcia Marquez. Those who have not read it should read it, and those who read it should read it again. You know, that's a book about a very local, very specific experience in Latin America. But it has echoes that are valid in India and in Africa and even in the United States. And so it would be wonderful to have a global conversation about a book that shows the human experience from a very local perspective, but then is universal.
Moises Naim, author of The End of Power and distinguished fellow at the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much.